victory of the present king of Great Britain is a history of repeated injuries and usurpations, all having indirect object projected, erected in absolute tyranny over this nation, when in the course of human events it becomes necessary for one people to dissolve political bands with kings hereditary. A decent respect to opinions of mankind requires that this nation should declare the causes which impel them to separation. We hold these truths to be self-evident, no disguise, that all men are created equal, let that lies, endowed by their creator with unalienable rights in sight, life, liberty, pursuit of happiness day and night. To secure these rights, governments and the men are instituted, deriving their just powers from consent of the governed, undisputed. Is life so dear, or peace so sweet, to buy chains of slavery's breath? Forbidden almighty God, I repeat, give me liberty, or give me death. Whenever any form of government turns destructive to these ends, it's divided the people to utter or abolish, my friends, and institute new government foundations, principle tight, organizing cowards in the form most likely to guard their right, and reign a long train of abuses and usurpations in procession. Evidence is a design to reduce them to absolute oppression. It is their right, their duty, to throw off that reign and provide new guards for future security unchained. We hold these truths to be self-evident, no disguise, that all men are created equal, let that rise, endowed by their creator with unalienable rights in sight, life, liberty, pursuit of happiness day and night. To secure these rights, governments among men are instituted, deriving their just powers from consent of the governed, undisputed. Is life so dear, or peace so sweet, to buy chains of slavery's price? Forbidden almighty God, I repeat, give me liberty, or give me death.